These are the Barah Ministries announcements for October 12, 2025. Prayers, please, for joy regardless of circumstances. Pretty hard today in Phoenix because it's raining cats and dogs and it's dark and gloomy and it's a way that it isn't normally. And I've been singing, rainy days and Sundays always get me down all morning. So enough of that. But let's learn to be content. Let's learn to focus on what we control. And let's learn to be happy regardless of circumstances. Prayers, please, for Mary Bernal, who is a friend of Sean and Dee Harris. And ask God to protect her unborn baby and also pray for her mom's health issues. So she's carrying a baby that's not viable yet, but her body wants to get the baby out, and it's too soon for that. So let's ask our sovereign God to make that pregnancy viable, because she's been trying to have a baby for a really long time. Mark your calendars. The next Barah Leaders Meeting is Saturday, November 15th from 8 to 10 a.m. The Christmas lesson is December 21st, 2025, and I'd like to see this place packed. And we'll have some interesting thoughts about Jesus in that lesson. No face-to-face teaching December 28th. Enjoy your holidays, enjoy your Christmas, and then enjoy your New Year. And then be ready for the start of our new year. Grooming a Pastor continues. Al Gleason will be teaching two more lessons from 1 Timothy on October 26th and November 30th. And I'm sure you're all looking forward to that because he's doing a fantastic job. Give the gift of truth. Use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize your friends. There's nothing more important than a friend or family member's salvation. And when you share the gospel message with them, or give them a resource to help them study the Word of God, you're doing them the biggest favor that they could ever have. And as for you, open the newsletter. Make it a regular part of your Bible study routine. You'll notice a new format for the newsletter, and I hope you enjoy it. Give the gift of truth on the go. Barah Ministries has an app, and you can get your friends to download it now. You can download it and access everything on that app that you can access on our website. The Word of God is available to you everywhere you go, and it's available everywhere your friends go. The spiritual life is a terrible thing to waste. So first of all, get one. Move from being an unbeliever to a believer. Spiritual death to spiritual life. And then once you have a spiritual life, feed it with the Word of God and take advantage of the enabling power of God the Holy Spirit. And also remember to pray. Make it a regular and scheduled part of your life, because it gives you the opportunity to bring God's supernatural power into human circumstances. And it's easy to pray. Give thanks to God for the adversity and the prosperity that he brings into your life for your edification. Make petitions for yourself. Ask God for the things you need, both the tangible and intangible. Maybe you want God to give you a house, and that's the tangible. But maybe you need to ask God to give you wisdom as you make certain decisions in your life. Another thing you do in prayer is intercede for others, and that's where you bring God's supernatural power to help them in times of trouble. And that's what we just did for Mary Bernal. And then, the final thing in prayer is to pray for our enemies. We ask God to bring them to the gospel message. And if they're believers, bring them to the Word of God. And we make petition for their welfare just as the Lord does every moment, because the Lord is always praying for his enemies and always wants their success. These are the Barah Ministries announcements for October 12, 2025.